More Idaho Matters right now. A beloved member of Zoo Boise has been diagnosed with cancer. Kavita is a 14-year-old snow leopard who's been at the zoo since 2011, and a tumor was found in the big cat's mouth. And by the time it was found, sadly, that cancer has spread to her bones, and a large team at the zoo is working to make her comfortable. So we wanted to find out how she's doing. So we invited Boise Parks and Recreation Director Doug Holloway and zoo veterinarian Dr. Melissa Cavaretta to join the program today. Hi to both of you.
Hi, nice to be on today.
So how did zookeepers figure out something was wrong with Kavita, Dr. Cavaretta?
So what they noticed is that when they were doing training with her, that there was just a small hint of blood on her lips. And we had seen a very small lesion like earlier on, so we thought it was just a tooth problem. But when we sedated her, we found more than what we had initially thought it was going to be.
So I know when you found the tumor in her mouth and you realized it was cancer, is this the type of cancer that can be cured even though it has spread?
It is something that I think if you have to, it's an aggressive type of cancer. So it's something that you would have to kind of treat very aggressively where you're taking bone and tissue and you need wide margins whenever you're taking those samples. So I think it's something that you can treat. It's usually something in like domestic animals that would be treatable potentially, but in an animal that doesn't let us handle her and work with her as much, it makes it a lot harder for us to try to treat like a curative kind of thing.
So, Doug, that can't be easy news to hear. How is everyone involved reacting to this news?
Well, Gemma, obviously, you know, our keepers, this is part of their family. You know, we look at all of our zoo animals as they all are part of the community family. But, you know, we have zookeepers that take care of these animals on a daily basis. And so it is something that they have to struggle with throughout the course of their careers because animals don't live forever. And so it's a unique position to have to be in. But in the case of Kavita, yeah, it has hit home. I did spend some time with the keeper late last week, and he had indicated that she's doing very, very well. So the work that Dr. Cavaretta is doing with Kavita is working. You know, he indicated most of our guests would not even know that there is an issue with her. She's eating well. She's enriching with the activities they perform with her very well. So at the end of the day, though, it is something that the mental well-being of our team, we're always on the lookout for. And it is tough because these animals really, really mean a lot to our team.
So Dr. Cavaretta, you're treating her with electrochemotherapy. Can you tell us what it is and then how it's helping?
So what it is that they, the oncologists from WestVet have helped us with all of this. But what they do is they give an IV injection of a chemotherapy drug, and then they take some of that chemotherapy drug and inject it directly into the tumor. And then after they do that, they use an electrode to kind of create an electrical field like in there to make the cells more permeable. And they take up that chemotherapy drug better. And so it works well when it's kind of like a localized type of tumor, because you're able to kind of, you know, very pointedly put it in there. And we did her first therapy, I want to say January 19th, I believe, or January 20th. And so she'll have another one coming up here in a few weeks, and we'll see how it looks. But she's doing great. You wouldn't know anything was wrong with her. She's eating, she's drinking, she's acting normal. And that's all we can hope for is that. And we're going to hope that tumor is a little bit smaller when we get in there next month.
So Dr. Cavaretta, she is a snow leopard. So this is, you know, not something where you talk about, you know, putting the chemotherapy right into the tumor, right? I am assuming you cannot do this when she is awake. So talk us through kind of the process of these procedures. I mean, can you do them at the zoo? Do you have to take her to WestVet? What does that whole process look like?
So we were really lucky that WestVet has like their equipment's mobile. So they were able to come here to the zoo, and there was two oncologists and four technicians that came with them, plus the zoo staff. And that we sedated Kabita, and they came in and set everything up, and then we kind of did the procedure, and then they were able to clean up and leave, and then we took Kabita back to her little holding area so that we could keep track of her and make sure she's doing okay and waking up correctly. And so yeah, it was we were really lucky that they're able to bring it here and help us, on site versus having to transfer her up there. So it's really helpful.
Doug, what's it like to have specialists who can work on these animals and who collaborate, with the city since the zoo is part of the city? I would imagine that that's not something that a lot of zoos of our size have access to.
No, that's a great point, Gemma. And first and foremost, we just have an amazing staff at the zoo to start with, led by, Melissa Cavaretta, who is probably one of the best vets in the country. And we're lucky enough to have her here at Zoo Boise. But we're also, as Dr. Cavaretta indicated, we're very lucky to have WestVet in our community. This is not the first time they've treated one of our animals. They have done a number of surgeries on some of our larger animals. And as Dr. Cavaretta indicated, they have the oncologists that actually work at WestVet and the mobile capability. And so it just makes the care of our animals so much more productive and efficient, having an organization like that that we can partner with that has the same mission in taking care of animals that we have. So we're very, very fortunate here in Boise.
So, Dr. Cavaretta, I know that treatment options for animals, which including zoo animals, have really come a long way. So, what kinds of things are you able to do at the zoo when an animal does get sick? And maybe not always cancer, right? But I mean, animals get ill just like people do.
So the keepers here are excellent at letting me know if something is going on with the animals. And sometimes we take like a wait and see approach where we're like, okay, so there was something weird today. Is it repeatable? And then we kind of go from there. We do exams. We do annual exams on pretty much every animal. Once we do it once a year, and we do blood work and X-rays, and we take like fecal samples and look for parasites, and we're able to collect urine and do urinalysis. So we do all those things annually, and then we also do sick exams in case if someone comes up and they're vomiting or any other kind of thing like a respiratory thing. So we're able to give like injectable antibiotics and give anti-nausea drugs. So we can do a lot of what like a regular veterinarian in practice would do just on a bigger scale. Like the doses we use for like the lions are way bigger than you'd use in a domestic cat. So that's like the big difference. And of course, our animals, for most of the animals, most of the time are sedated for their exams. And it just makes it easier for the animals and less stressful for them. So we usually do have them sedated. So that's another difference is that my exams are usually under anesthesia, which has its pros and cons. It's just kind of like doing an awake exam has its pros and cons. But that's usually how we handle them.
And Dr. Cavaretta, Kabita is 14, as I mentioned. Is that considered old for a snow leopard?
She's hitting towards the end of like the normal lifespan for a snow leopard. And they're kind of the same time frame as like what you would expect in a domestic cat. They're very similar. So she is considered older at this point, unfortunately.
So I only have about a minute left with you. So, Dr. Cavaretta, what is next then in her treatment plan, or do you need to wait until her next round of chemo?
So she's currently on pain medications and an anti-inflammatory to kind of keep things comfortable for her. And then we're just going to see at her next exam how things look. And if it looks like it's helping or if it's staying about the same size, we're going to do another round of electrochemotherapy at that point.
And so right now, can we still see her at the zoo?
Yep, she's outside, and she moves around through the enclosures, and she's training well and doing great. So yeah, you can see her. She's outside.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking to us more about this. Really appreciate the update.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
us.
Yes, thank you, Gemma. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.